May the words of my lips and the inspiration of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. We mark the second day of Epiphany today, and our readings are all about Epiphany. The dictionary tells me that the meaning of that word is any moment of great or sudden realization, a sudden perception of the essential nature or meaning of something. We are used to hearing this word, Epiphany, in connection with the visit of the Magi to the baby Jesus. I guess we could say that they had an epiphanic moment, an epiphany, when they realized that the Son of God had been born. They were prepared to meet the child King of the Jews, but they met God, come to live as one of us. It was an epiphany when they grasped the fact that the face of this infant king that they were gazing into was indeed the face of God. They followed the call of God through stars and the night sky and left, I imagine, deeply changed when they realized the true identity of this holy baby. It's true, isn't it, that there is something about the face of a baby that draws us in. If you can't see, baby Pearl is sitting in the children's area. Something about the scent of their heads, their first smiles, the purity, the innocence and hope, all wrapped up in the face of a newborn. The way they hold our gaze as we marvel and coo. We have two new babies in our community of St. John's, and I have seen us crowd around these tiny children of God at coffee hour, drawn in by their faces, drawn in by their holiness. Yes, their holiness, our holiness, and belovedness, our identity as creatures of God, formed by God. The psalm says that God created our inmost parts, that we were knit together in our mother's womb, that we were woven by God. You can look at your stickers and realize that you were made by God. Who here today sews or knits or weaves or spins? Some of you, yeah. Then you know how tactile, how deeply personal, and how often spiritual these mainly womanly arts are. Any potters here this morning? God, like a potter, fashions the clay and lays God's hand upon us. We all bear the fingerprints, the handprints of God. We are a part of God's creation, lovingly stitched and woven and shaped by the hand of God. This is the epiphany of the psalmist. The psalmist starts by realizing that God knows her inside out, her words and her actions. Then the psalmist realizes that the Spirit of God is not in a distant place, but is permeated in all of creation. The cosmos is infused with God. And then the flash of insight, the sudden realization, the epiphany that the psalmist was actually created wonderfully and marvelously by God. She herself is wonderful. God made us wonderful and marvelously and loves us. That's the hard part, I think, for many of us, isn't it? That God knows us and loves us more than we are able to love ourselves. God knows our darkest thoughts and deeds, our foibles and failings, and yet loves us. God will not abandon us. That's not possible, since God is, in fact, everywhere to be found. The heavens, the uttermost parts of the sea, the seemingly impenetrable darkness, God is there. God is not the man upstairs, but the energy of love at the foundation of the universe. The teacher and monk Richard Rohr writes, "God is living in you, through you. You have never been separate from God except in your mind." So our identity is within God. Just like baby Julia and baby Pearl, we are children of God. So what do we do with our identity? What does that mean for us? It means that we're called to follow the ways of God. We are called. Now Samuel heard his name being called by God. Samuel. And truthfully, some people do actually hear the literal voice of God calling their name and affirming their identity. Though for most of us, this connection with God is not quite so dramatic. Some people hear the voice of God in beauty, in music, in visual arts, in nature, in the face of a baby. We Christians also hear the voice of God through our sacred writings, our holy scriptures. The Bible, not an instruction manual, although some people treat it as such. No, it's filled with stories and prayers and poems, and we listen with our hearts and our intellect for how God speaks to us here and now through them. In today's gospel reading from John, God was both seeking and calling. Jesus found Philip. Perhaps he was searching for him, and when he found him, he said, "Follow me." Philip was excited. Philip recognized Jesus as the Christ and rushed to tell his friends, who were also awaiting the Messiah. He told Nathanael, who was cooling his heels under the fig tree, "Here comes Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael's response was cynical, contemptuous, rude. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael was being cool. He was building himself up by categorically putting others down. He was dismissive of anyone who came from Nazareth. What a dump. Who of any worth could come from that place? Some of us grew up in cities that are spoken of that way. I'm from Hamilton. Peter's response was, "Come and see." Then Jesus called Nathanael, and instead of taking offense at Nathanael's insult, he said, "Here is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit," which translates as, "Well, at least you are honest about your opinions." Jesus did not retaliate. He did not turn around and leave. Then Nathanael's eyes were opened. He had an epiphany and confessed that Jesus is the Son of God and the King of Israel. Jesus saw him and he saw Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "Just keep your eyes open and you will see greater things. Come and see. Follow your call. Keep your eyes open. Take off the blindfolds of cynicism. Be curious. Don't exclude any possibility. Stay hopeful. We are all of us in God." So our identity is our call. Children of God are called to recognize and respect the divine origin of our neighbors and of ourselves. We are called to speak out against injustice. We are called to feed the poor and house the homeless, and to live into the truth of our identity and that of our neighbors, returning no one evil for evil or insult for insult. We are called to speak the truth to those who oppress the vulnerable, and we are called to take care of this beautiful earth, our island home. Come and see. Epiphanies abound if we have the eyes and heart and mind and strength to perceive them.